So you're saying that you don't understand. Okay, so limiting it would you don't see that as a solution, but at the same time you see that the slates doing mailings offer those people on the slates an unfair advantage. Which, by the way, I was elected as an independent candidate, so I understand that position and I sympathize with it. So, but it seems like you can't have it both ways. So it has to be either or. I don't see how to resolve it otherwise, but I'd be certainly open to any suggestions from anybody else.
Okay, we've decided on a 3-minute limit for Q&A for each question. So anything else?
Any quick
response, Ms. Williams, about that?
No, I'll let other time.
Okay. I had a question or two, but I'll pass it. Anybody else in the committee want to ask a question right now, or else I'll go on to Janet?
I just want to say, Eric Ramey had to join the call late. We had a local meeting, but I'm on the call now.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Okay. Well, Janet, you're next.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
who is that speaking to?
Also, not on the committee. Michael Novick's been on the call. I said I'd like to
go
back briefly.
Okay. You can be after Janet then. Go ahead, Janet.
Right. So before I go into my thing, I have a point of information. Can that not be included in the timing?
Okay.
We have 2 minutes and 56 seconds more on this.
Okay.
We may have to extend time.
Can I learn what reports were sent out, Bill, that you sent out today?
Yeah, let's see. I can forward them to you. I got three files, I believe, from Ms. Williams, and then I also got some files from Sam dealing with some of the financial stuff.
Okay, the ones from the NES. What were the ones from the NES?
Ms. Williams, you want to explain those? It was her report and then a couple
my
of...
My final report, a budget, final budget and the comparison from 2012, and a budget... narrative memo.
Okay, so now I'm ready to go into my questions.
Point of information, Nancy.
Okay.
I move to extend 10 more minutes.
How many more minutes?
10.
10, yeah, I think we're about out of time, so.
Okay.
More minutes. Are there any objections to extending this for 10 minutes?
No, and we have a 1 minute and 42 seconds, so.
Okay. Well, I don't hear any objections to extending it for 10 minutes, so we'll add another 10 minutes on. So go ahead, Janet.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Joy. And for others, I was on the election committee last year. Article 4, Section 3 of the bylaws requires the NES to file the ballot with the PNB secretary, which is me. I've yet to receive the ballots. I had asked you to do this last year numerous times, and the last time was on February 1st, and we had a little exchange. You had asked me what address I sent it to you, and I'd like to know when I should receive them, and also I'm assuming, the clarification about the online ballots would be useful. That's one question. Then that has to do with my being PNB secretary. But there are two others as a director asking, per Article 4, Section 4 of the bylaws, your final report needs to be posted to the elections website or the Pacifica website. And I don't see it there, either place. And then I haven't seen the I'm wondering whether there is a separate final certified election report for WBAI that includes the runners-up, or does the final report include that? And that's not posted. That one is not posted on the elections website either. That's it. Those are my questions.
Okay. I issued certification memos on the candidates and the runners-up, and they were posted on the website, a long time ago.
Not WBAI.
Not WBAI? Okay, I will, I'll look at that. Let's see, assuming I still have access to the website. And then your other question, oh, about the mailing of ballots. I did do, because I paid for the UPS, because it was like $75, for this, for that, I can check, find the tracking number for that, and see whether it was picked up from my office before it picked up from my office. So I'll check on that.
Right. I mean, you said you were going to send me the tracking number, and I never received it.
You didn't get the check. Okay. Hold on.
No.
I will.
If you could do that.
Yep. In the WBI report. And what was the other one? Oh,
the
final report,
final report
to the
being,
mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, just to the election committee is not enough. It needs to be, per the bylaws, needs to be made public, sent out to the members, or at least posted to the elections website or the Pacifica website.
Okay, if I still have access to the election site, I can do that. If I remember the thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is that all, Janet?
That's all right now.
Okay. Michael, go ahead, and then I have a question, too.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I did want to thank you, Eljoy, for your work on it, including setting up that website, which, you know, was very useful to have. I have a question, I guess, about a couple of your recommendations. I appreciate the recommendation for training for the managers and staff regarding the responsibilities. I feel like in terms of the voter list and also the candidate cards and the complaints, that it would be useful to have something more transparent than, so for example, there were proposals that all the unpaid staff list be posted publicly, and I think that would be good to have as a requirement so that not their contact information, but if there is no contact information, there should be notation on the list that there's no contact information so that people can vet the list. Same thing
mm-hmm.
for the complaints. I think if the LES has had to issue, say, a weekly report, of not necessarily what I understand there was some fear that if you list the complaints that becomes grist for the election, but just a list of the fact that complaints were received and what action, if any, was taken on them. And the same thing for the candidate cards. At KPFK, as you mentioned in your report, there was no mechanism for being able to keep track from their record keeping. If the list was published in advance of when the candidate cards were supposed to be played, anybody could check and tune in at a certain time and either hear the card that was supposed to be played or not and verify it. So I think those are some possibilities of solving some of these problems by greater transparency. That might do sense. All right, thank you.
Yeah, I on the candidate cards, you know, and I highlighted specifically on the issue at KPFK where there was no, you know, the software that's used, there's no ability to audit or, you know, or check that or print a reporter. You basically have to physically be at the computer. There's only one computer that the software is on, and you can't print from it. You can't run a report from it. You basically have to take a picture of the screen, and there's only one person who's trained on it. So that, you know, produced a particular challenge. And so certainly the recommendation I have on there is having very fixed times that is not decided on a week-by-week basis, but is decided for the entirety of the campaign period when election-related cards are supposed to play would help with the transparency of that. Regarding the station, both volunteer and unpaid staff list, you know, while, you know, the general membership list of paid persons, you know, had things that could easily be fixed, like missing zip codes or separating joint contributors or things like that. The issue of volunteers and unpaid staff members was where we had the most work. In multiple stations, there wasn't one person who kept that information. I don't understand from just a practical standpoint how you have unpaid staff at a station and don't have any record of their contact information or whether or not they are unpaid staff. That is very difficult to translate and to give to election supervisors and expect it to enfranchise people. And certainly, there was, at least at KPFK, when I was physically there at the end of the process, someone saying, oh no, I do this, and telling me in the hallway, and then having to track down a person to verify it, and then just have to take their word. And that there is no easy verifiable, whether there be logs or any information, to verify that is just, disturbing.
Okay, thank you. Well, I had a couple of questions. First was about WPFW. I'm not sure what happened with, since there weren't enough candidates who applied, was there not enough promotion on air, or do you have a good feel for what the problems were there?
Like I said, the decision to delay hiring an LES in the process, could have been a contributing factor. Looking at past reports, also in WPFW, previously having issues in meeting quorum, in general, there seems to be a lack of information or participation on the election process overall. And I think that actually extends to the entire network, that there, I think we take for granted, or a certain population of Pacifica takes for granted, that everybody understands the voting process and everyone is invested in the election process. And that was one of the major reasons why I suggested doing a direct mailing up front, in February or March, that specifically explains why the election happens, how Pacifica, fought for this election process for members to have greater representation and a voice in how how the stations are run. I think that would help in diversifying and getting, new blood and more talent, to the boards and to Pacifica as a whole. In addition to increasing participation, because people will know and understand and sort of be more vested in the work. I mean, just to give you an example, I know two or three people who are unpaid, staff or volunteers at WBAI, and, was at a party and sort of explained the genesis of the election process of Pacifica as a whole. And they were like, oh, I didn't even know that. I would have participated in an election this year if I would have known that.
We need to promote it better, in other words.
Yeah, I think it's a better promotion of the process and why.
Okay, well, I had a couple other quick questions. So on the, do you have a better idea of why so many ballots took so long to arrive, and why it seemed like a much larger number this last year, people never got them? Was that related to the way they were mailed, the standard class, or?
I think it has something to do with how the post office handles bulk mail. Largely. I don't have any explanation other than something that is beyond our control. I have no direct idea as to why that was a problem.
Were they mailed first class in the past, or a different endorsement on the bulk rate, or do you know?
I know that actually they were mailed first class in the past. I think this is the first time that bulk mail was used.
Yeah, okay.
If somebody else can correct me, but I think that's the first time.
Okay. Anybody else have questions?
We're at our extended time.
Okay.
So. Nancy has a question.
Okay, well, need to extend time first. Do you want to make a motion on that, Nancy?
Yeah. Does anybody else have questions? Okay. If it's just me, 1 minute more.
Okay, if there's no objections. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Joy, we had asked you in elections last year to please make the envelopes with a different color than white so people
mm-hmm.
could find their ballots. And I think we forgot, or you forgot, or I don't know. It just
yes.
didn't happen. And I think that may have been one contributing factor because had we had some different colors, or maybe even a slightly different color for staff and a slightly different color, or some S mark, or some kind of way to, it would have sped up counting quorum. They could tell staff and listener. And then these listeners, you know, they let their mail stack up, and if they're like me, and then diving for it at the last minute, could find it better. So that might be a reason, right?
Yeah, that could be. I mean, I know at KPFK in general, there were a number of people who physically came in to drop off ballots who were like, oh, yeah, I asked for it, but I found it. Or people would, you know, submit online the replacement and they would say, oh, no, I found it, you know, or, you know. So, I can't say that was everyone's, you know, reality, but that certainly was one of the ways.
It might have helped cut down on the people asking for another ballot and never getting in, not getting to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm finished, Bill. I'm finished. Bill.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Williams. I appreciate your time. If you want to hang on to the call in case you have anything else to add, we're going to be discussing recommendations for, you know, problems from the past election, recommendations for how we might do better. If you'd be willing to talk with our new NES, who was just hired, just started this week. I invited her to be on the call, but she couldn't come. It was kind of short notice for her. If you'd be willing to talk with her and help or get her up to speed.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Her name's Lynn Sherpa.
Is she on
okay.
the East Coast?
I think she's in New York. I'm not sure.
Oh, even better. Okay.
Okay, and... Okay, just moving on to the next agenda item, which is the report from the working group on problems with the 2015 and past elections and potential areas for improvement. We have 40 minutes. Maybe we can do that a little quicker, I hope, so we can finish the meeting in about 30 minutes.
Janet,
I did send out
personal privilege.
Yes, Janet.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to leave the call, but. In the future, when and if you have a ballot election, you need to notify me as PNB secretary about that. Thank you. Okay.
Are you talking about like for officers you're talking about or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Right, as opposed to delegates, yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. I did send out today the, in addition to what, Ms. Williams sent us, and also some files from our CFO. I sent the report, sort of an outline form more than anything else, of the working group. It was very similar to the one, an earlier version I had sent out a few weeks ago, but there were some changes and updates. Did everybody get a chance to, did everybody get it? I don't know if you had time to read through it all, but, and I guess we can go, what I might do is just go over just the summary of the biggest changes and suggestions, which I put near the beginning of it, and then we can just have questions on whatever parts you want to talk about. And we can have another working group meeting if you want or whatever to go over these things in more detail. But we have had two meetings. The summary, that I'll just read it from the report. It's not too long. The biggest changes / suggestions, which involve reducing election supervisor workload problems, fair campaign provisions, complaints, and costs are, first, don't print and mail the entire candidate catalog to everyone, but rather only to members who request it. Instead, encourage everyone to go online for candidate information where more details are available anyway, plus it's easy to update and / correct and to vote. So that was the first, and these are summaries. The second, eliminate on-air playing of the individual candidate audio statements or carts, which seem to be impossible to ever be played according to the schedule developed by the LESs, and thereby create large numbers of complaints and a great deal of extra work. Instead, put these audio statements on the elections website and have a variety of interesting and informative carts recorded by well-known programmers and outside celebrities that encourage members to vote and go online for information. The third one was consider consolidating the LES jobs into two or three NES assistants who will do the work for all stations, making it easier to shift resources slash help to stations that need it. They may still be called LESs, but may each support more than one station and not have to be physically at each station, especially if the above individual cart procedure is changed. So that was a summary of the three kind of major changes or suggestions, but there's a lot of other details in there too. So we're open to any comments from anybody or discussion.
Jan Goodman.
Jan?
Serene, sorry.
Was that Serene?
Anthony.
Okay, Jan, Serene, Anthony.
Just input into reaction to what you just said, plus...
yeah, go ahead.
NES statement. I think it's very important to have carts by individuals. It's the one chance that people get to listen to them. We have a radio station. It's the loudest loudspeaker, you know, around, and we should be using it for this very important thing. And so I'm totally against cutting carts with people's voices. I think that we should have a better system for playing them regularly and or more regularly. The second thing is I really like the idea of having different color envelopes for the election material to go out. I think that that's an excellent idea. And the envelopes may cost twice as much. So instead of costing... 3 cents, maybe they're 6 cents or 10 cents instead of 5 cents. But whatever it is, it would be so worth it because people will be able to see them and pull them out, and it will save so much more time for our election supervisors. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that's for the return envelopes you're talking about, right?
No, not the return envelopes. The envelopes that we send out the material in.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the return envelopes, they're just going to go to a P.O. box, and they're all going to be what they are. It's the ones that go to the individual people so that they can pull out the, you know, green envelope or the pink envelope or whatever it is and find it among the, you know, sea of white envelopes.
Okay.
Grace for the stack.
Okay, and then I wasn't sure if Serene was next on the stack. Did you say something, Serene?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I know this stuff was sent out earlier today, but I seldom have time to look at same-day material. I'm just wondering, is there going to be anything substantial? I mean, are there going to be any votes on any issues? Otherwise, it's not a good use of my time to remain on the call. I haven't had a chance to look at any of that stuff.
I don't foresee any votes scheduled for this other than setting the next meeting date. We may form another working group, or I don't know what people may want to do with this, or we may just pass it along to the NES, the new NES, and discuss it at the next meeting. I'm not sure.
This is Eric, FW. I'm going to drop off the call as well.
Okay. I can't guarantee there won't be a motion on some of this, but I don't have any in mind right now, specifically myself.
Well, actually, I don't think there should be a motion on something that was just sent out today. Some people don't have the luxury of sitting around all day to read stuff.
Okay.
So I'm asking that we agree that there will be no motion.
Okay. That sounds like a motion. Are there any objections to what Serene's proposing?
This is Grace. I object to that. We're meeting, and if you want to participate in a motion or no motion, I think you should stay on the call. If not, it's a committee. We should be allowed to perform as a committee performs.
Okay, I'll just point out, you know, we only have about 25 minutes left for the meeting, too. But go ahead.
Okay.
Grace?
So
I mean, Serene?
This stuff was sent out at 4 o'clock this afternoon for a meeting at 8:30. It's not a criticism. I don't know when you guys met. I don't know who got the list together. I appreciate that people spent the time on it, but I also don't think it's fair to expect that people have nothing to do but wait around for materials to be sent shortly before a meeting in order to respond.
I'm Jan Goodman here.
Jan's next. Sorry. Go ahead, Jan.
I'm reading this as we speak, and, you know, I'm certainly in the same position of not being able to sit around and, you know, read things the same day, and I prefer to be, you know, sent previously. But on the other hand, we don't have the luxury of waiting. As you said, Serene, earlier, it's May. We have to move. We can't just say, oh, well, I couldn't read it. I'm reading it now. Let's just move along and actually try to get something done.
I believe Grace wanted to say something. Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the suggestions about the election. And I agree with the suggestions that Jan made in terms of the color of the envelope.
Point of order.
Okay, Serene?
That's not the topic that's currently being discussed.
Well, did you make a motion?
I had made a motion. Did you not say that you considered...
Well, I wasn't sure. Okay, if you made a motion, then we'll need to just handle that, dispose of that motion. That's right. Did you want to say anything else to motivate your motion? I guess you already...
Yeah, I think that if we want to be thoughtful about what... Excuse me?
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear you, what you said, though.
I didn't say anything about that. Just go ahead. I wasn't sure if you were finished motivating it.
If we want to be thoughtful about what we're recommending, I think it'd be a good idea to give people, you know, adequate time to actually read it and read the NES report. We don't know that all of, or at least I don't know, let me say that as a person who was not able to read it in the time that it was sent, issues raised. I'm sorry, you see the person who's cussing online, you want to tell them how to mute, Bill, one of your friends?
I don't know who is saying that, but please just let Serene finish and then we can vote on the motion. Go ahead, Serene.
That's very diplomatic. I hope the next time I drop, when I drop the F-bomb, that you're as mild in your non-rebuke. My point is that if we want thoughtful responses, and I don't know whether or not the NES addressed some of the things that people raised as problems. I don't know that the things they raised as problems are genuinely problems for the network. So it just seems that, you know, we're talking, but we don't all have the same information. Some people didn't even get the report.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like a good use of time. So my motion would be that we choose a date and adjourn.
Okay. Any more discussion on this motion? I'm not guaranteeing there's going to be any motions anyway later. So, but
yeah.
Who was that?
This is Anthony.
Anthony and then Nancy. Go ahead.
I was going to comment on the recommendation of the working group, assuming we get back to that. But I just want on this motion. It seems like it's meant to foreclose members from making any further motions, which seems rather high-handed. So I would not vote for it.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay. Okay, Serene.
Call the question.
Well, Serene and then Nancy is getting next on the stack.
One, you can't call a question in committee. Two, you have to be recognized before you can speak. Three, my statement, which obviously the person misunderstood, was that since not everyone has had time to read either report or both reports, that it doesn't seem to be a smart use of time to sit around and discuss things that some people have half read and some people have not read. And since there can be apparently no agreement that we won't pass motions based on the stuff that people have not been able to read, since we can't come to that agreement, I don't really see the point of continuing the call.
Okay, I'm not sure that's a point of personal privilege. So let me. Okay,
well,
Nancy was next on the stack.
No, because he said that I was being high-handed, as though I simply said, well, I haven't read it, so let's end the meeting. That's not what I said. It's not a smart use of committee time.
Okay. I believe Nancy was next on the stack. Nancy, can we all be brief, please?
Since we have a Joy Williams on the line, we don't have the other lady, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I think we should make use of our time. And I'm in Central Standard Time, but still, and I don't work outside of the house, but still, I was just chasing and running to make this meeting, and I have not had a chance to read everything that she sent us. And I really don't want to make any, and it's at the end. We've got only a few minutes, maybe 19 minutes left, but we really, it's not right. It's just not right, and I would like us to do things together for once.
Okay, thank you. Frank, were you on the stack?
Yes. I don't know whether what the intent might have been or might not have been. It could have been perfectly honest intent. But the factual...
Now, Can we let
Frank continue, please?
Oh, that I may have had an honest intent? That's appropriate conduct?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, well, let's avoid personal attacks or what might be perceived as a personal attack.
I just want to make an observation that the effect of the motion that the esteemed PNB member apparent PNB member made has the effect of precluding any discussion or any motions anyway. So regardless of whether the motion is voted up or down, the intent will have been achieved.
Okay. Can we go ahead and vote on this, please?
Of course.
Without spending more time?
Okay, Bill. Of course it's okay, Bill.
All right. Do you want to call the roll, please, Nancy? This is on Serene's motion.
Point of information to clarify, we are voting on Serene's motion, which is to curtail further use of the meeting, further discussion.
Could you read the motion, Nancy? Do you have it in the minutes or in your notes? Nancy? Hello, Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I believe that's incorrect. I believe Serene just wanted to have a guarantee that there will be no voting on this tonight. And we can discuss, but not in the meeting. She has something else she'd like to do, or another person also said that. That's what I understood. I'd like to have the motion in an email, if possible, or reiterate, and I'll try to write it down. Is that right?
Yep. Could you email it, please, Serene?
Sure.
Could we read it as you email it, perchance?
Yeah, that would save a little time. Nancy needs it in writing for the minutes, and could you read it?
Right. Well, I will have to. I can't read it because I don't have it written. I'm about to write it requested. Who is having such a problem with self-control, and why can't the chair help them?
I didn't understand what else was being said, but let's give Serene a minute to write it, please.
Your inability to understand is quite striking.
Nancy, point of information.
Yes, Nancy.
I think we were all doing pretty well until this last 15 minutes. Please, can we all be respectful? It's not just for us to gain points against the other, but we want to have a better election. That's all.
Thank you. And I'll just comment, you know, whether this motion passes or not, I'm not sure there's going to be any other motions anyway, and if there are, we can always vote then to postpone consideration if that's what you want to do, if you feel you need more time to review this. So just let us know when you're ready, Serene.
Nancy Thornton to the staff.
Yeah, Nancy, go ahead.
Maybe while people are waiting, we could be looking at our calendars and looking at the PNB calendar because that item is up next.
That's a good idea. Okay. Do you have a proposal for next meeting date?
No, I'm looking at my calendar.
Okay.
I'm going to go look at my calendar.
Point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy? Sorry, not hurrying.
At the Pacifica calendar, I cannot access it right now.
You mean now?
No, I'm looking at it.
Oh, good.
Well, there's nothing for the third Wednesday again, if that's what people want to do. But if you want to propose a different date, that's okay, too.
I propose that we meet in 2 weeks. Wednesday. I propose that we meet on June 8th.
Well, 2 weeks would be the first.
I know, but, you know, that's right before the election, and I'm sure other people besides myself, but I will be involved in trying to get people out for the election. So I
okay, there's two LSUs that meet on the 8th.
There's a WPFW local station board meeting on June 8th and also a KPFT local station board meeting on June 8th. So that kind of precludes the 8th, I would guess.
Okay.
Right.
Is there time for me to speak to the motion, Mrs. Charles?
Yeah, go ahead, Charles. That's fine.
I sympathize with Serene's perspective. I find the argumentative tone unnecessary. It seems kind of obvious on the face that this was sent out at 3:00, and unless everybody's retired, then they didn't have time to review it. I myself walked in the door a half an hour after this phone meeting started from work, and, you know, I obviously haven't had time to review the information. So, but that wouldn't preclude us as a committee from acting on things other than, you know, that we see ahead of us, other than, you know, what we would be informed by these reports after we've reviewed them, obviously. So,
okay.
Just wanted to get that out there.
Okay, Jan Goodman. How about
this is
June 9th?
Jan. This is Bob.
Okay, Jan, and then Bob.
June 9th. And I don't know why we're waiting. We can just vote. It's so simple. Either we vote to continue the meeting or we vote not to.
Well, somebody asked to see the exact wording of the motion.
This is Bob.
So, sorry. Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a totally legitimate point that on matters as central as what, you know, what the purpose of this committee is, that we need a little advance notice to review them and to have an intelligent discussion so it's not imbalanced with certain committee members having more information at their disposal than others. So I think it's reasonable to hold off until we've achieved that and to try to work towards a goal in future working groups or individuals who are going to report back or whatever the case may be to get that information posted at a minimum 24 hours in advance and preferably 48 hours before so that, you know, everyone has a reasonable chance to read material. So I would just encourage us to do that and, you know, to move forward with setting our next meeting date.
Okay. Well, I think that, I mean, we do need this item in for too long, and I must admit that, you know, probably 90% of what was in that, it was what was sent out a few weeks ago, too. So I'm not sure why we can't go ahead and discuss the the old content of it, and if we're not deciding anything anyway, then I don't have a problem with
But there was no agreement to not decide anything. That's precisely the point. There was no agreement. There was a refusal to agree not to make any firm decisions. That's
well, we haven't voted on your motion yet, Serene, so we haven't really decided.
I clearly heard people arguing against something as simple as let us read before we decide.
Okay, well, do you have the motion ready yet?
Everyone should have the motion. It was sent 3 minutes ago.
Oh, let me look at my email then, sorry.
I got it.
Everybody has it? Okay. Can you call the roll then, Nancy, on the motion?
I'm not.
Okay, I'll read it for those who don't have their computer next
okay,
to
thank
or
you.
Whatever, or smartphone. Serena sent her motion. Since the working groups and NES reports were sent late this afternoon and not all members received or read them, and there is no agreement to not bring motions on them, the documents, this is in parentheses, the document, we should set the date for the next meeting and end this meeting.
Okay. Can you call the roll on that then, please?
Let me find the. Okay, here it is. All right. So I guess.
Nancy, I'm sorry. I just need to insert the word based, B-A-S-E-D, based before the words on them. Motions based on them.
Oh.
You see? I left it out. You didn't miss it. It wasn't there. Yeah.
Where do you want that inserted, Serene?
Before the words on them. Based on them.
Oh, okay.
To not bring motions based on them.
To not bring motions based on them, right?
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we could do other things, right? But just not on those.
Okay. Well, folks, we have about 7 minutes before the meeting is scheduled to be adjourned anyway. So can you go ahead and call the roll then, Nancy?
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Greg Perrin.
We're a vote on this.
Oh. No.
Grace, no.
No.
Sharon Adams. Sharon Adams, I do not hear you. Next, Wesley Bethune.
Oh. Whose name did you call?
Wesley Bethune from KPFT.
No.
Wesley votes no. Okay. Where am I? Fred Blair.
No.
No. Okay. Jim Brown. Jim Brown, I do not hear you. Okay. Bill Crozier.
No.
No.
Jim Brown says yes.
Jim Brown says yes. Is there any question that everybody understand what they're voting on? Yes means we don't vote, make a vote on anything tonight and for the remainder of time.
Yeah, well,
no means
you read it.
We can do that. I don't think we have time, but anyway. All right, Marianne Douglas Ngaro. Marianne,
yes.
I do not hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Marianne says yes. Next.
Here's a point of information. I have a point of information. Are we voting to end this meeting?
Yes, that is what they're in voting.
Well, it's to set the date and then end the meeting. Yes.
And not to
the
date
for the next meeting. So we'd end discussion on the report.
No, it won't end discussion. It'll end vote.
Point of order. I think the roll call is being called and people are interrupting it.
I'll interpret it.
You have a right to know what they're voting on.
Okay. Well, it was sent. Serene emailed it out, and then Nancy read it. So I won't interpret it. You can.
Okay. I hope everybody has it in front of them. Does anybody not have it? Okay.
Point of order. I object to the filibuster.
Well,
can we
go ahead? Does everybody know what they're voting on, or does Nancy need to read it again?
Better read it again. Please read
it
again.
Well, read it again, Nancy, please, and then we can continue with the vote.
Okay. Since the work, this is from Serene's motion. Since the working group and NES reports, that's working group reports and the NES report, were sent late this afternoon, and not all members have received or read them, and there is no agreement to not bring motions based on them, the documents, parentheses, the documents, close parentheses, we should set the date for the next meeting and end this meeting. Okay. All right.
Here continue with vote, please.
Yes. Let's go from Marion. Okay. Anthony.
I vote no.
Anthony votes no.
Formality now.
Charles Frederick.
Abstain.
Charles abstain. Jan Goodman.
No.
Jan votes no. Bob Litterer.
Yes.
Bob votes yes. Frank Lefevre.
No!
Frank votes no.
That's Lord.
Okay. Eric Ramey.
Yes.
Eric, I'm not here. Oh, Eric's here. Okay, Eric votes yes. All right. Nancy Cyber and I tell me. I vote yes. Deborah Shafto.
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Nancy Thornton.
Yes.
Nancy Thornton votes yes. Margie Wilkinson. Margie Wilkinson, I do not hear you. Okay, here I go again. I'm going to read it. Grace votes no. Sharon votes. Sharon did not vote. Wesley votes no. Fred votes no. Jim Brown votes yes. Bill votes no. Marion votes yes. Anthony votes no. Jan votes no. Bob votes yes. Frank votes no. Eric votes yes. Nancy Cyber and I tell me votes yes. Deb Shafto votes yes. Nancy Sorden votes yes. Can't read my writing. Is that right, Nancy? Okay. And Margie did not answer. Okay, so that's
Serene votes yes.
Six. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Serene votes yes. Okay, so I think it's 8 yes and 6 no. But let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7 no. Okay, and then the yes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 yes. 8 yes, 7 no. Did y'all get that? Did y'all count that right? That same? Okay, so the yes is, well, 1.
Okay, so the yes, the motion's approved? Is that what you're saying?
Motion is approved, yes.
Okay, so we should set the date for the next meeting and end the meeting. So I guess that means we won't discuss this anymore. But so we still need to set the date unless somebody wants to extend time, but we're almost out of time anyway. So would somebody want to propose a date for the next meeting? We do need to finish doing that. We were talking about some dates, but we didn't decide anything.
What about November?
Somebody suggested the 9th of
Serene for the stack.
Okay, somebody suggested 9th. Okay, Serene?
June 15th.
June 15th? Okay.
Okay.
Well, we have the 9th and the 15th. Any more discussion?
This is Grace. The election's about to start. And I think that we should definitely discuss the election in greater detail in this committee and have the meeting as soon as possible and look at the calendar closely and see what dates are available. The 15th is almost a month away. So I think we need to have another meeting as close to 2 weeks from now as possible, especially since this, the substance of this meeting has just been truncated.
Okay.
How about, this is Jan Goodman, how about making it on the 9th and the working group continue to work before then, until then, and with anybody else's input that wants to have input into them?
for November.
Okay. Was that a motion?
Yes, I moved.
I've heard the dates thrown out.
I moved the 9th.
Excuse me, is there a PMB meeting on that Thursday?
I looked at KPFTX and there was nothing on that day.
Would there
be one on the 2nd?
There's nothing posted on the calendar for the 9th.
But I'm asking, is it a day that the PMB usually meets? I can't tell.
The PMB would have met the week before on the 2nd.
That's still more than 3 weeks from now, by the way. Just point that out.
There's a meeting scheduled of the PNB on June 2nd, Thursday, June 2nd.
I just said that.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
That's a special meeting. I don't know what that means.
Well, if anybody's up to a meeting on the Friday, the 27th is available, and that's sooner.
I like that.
Will it be a conflict with family Memorial Day?
We should meet on the 7th, the 27th, which is in a couple
of
days.
That is Memorial Day weekend, Nancy. Yes.
No.
Well, I think it is Memorial Day weekend, but I don't know if anybody's, you know, if that impedes anybody from doing a meeting on the Friday before Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is Monday. On Friday the 27th, and it can be voted down if most people don't like it.
That would be very difficult.
Well, let's try for the earliest date, and if that's not approved, then we'll go to the next date. So is that agreeable with everybody? So the May 27th, Friday, May 27th?
There's also May 24th.
Well, it's not
Tuesday.
A week from now. We need at least a week's my nose. That's 6 days from now.
Point of information, Bill. Could you ask
yes.
who cannot make the 27th before we vote on it?
Well, that's just what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't we do that? It might be quicker. Who cannot make it on the 27th? Just say your name.
Nancy Sorda.
Green.
Jim Brown.
Bob Miller.
Kind of hard. Marion Douglas.
Okay, that's three or four people. And the next date that was proposed was what?
Did we lose it?
But I like to get a date where at least most people can come. I realize there's probably no date that's good for everybody. But.
What would be the problem with June 1st or June 3rd? Is that interfering with the
I don't see a problem with those.
The Bernie, you know, the Democratic convention primary.
Here, point of whatever. This is Eric. Just
I don't know.
I'm going to drop
yes,
off.
Eric.
Just send me an email on the. Send me an email, please, and let me know what you decide. I'm going to drop off. Now. Good night, everyone.
When is
Thank
the
you.
Primary?
Good night,
Eric. June 1st is good.
What state are you talking about? Because we're past our primary.
Oh,
California?
California.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, ours is until the California primary is until the 7th, so June 1st would work.
Okay, well, there's nothing scheduled on the 1st. Is that okay with everybody?
June 1st. I'm sorry, I got knocked up. You said June 1st.
I like that.
June 1st is Wednesday also.
Wednesday. There's nothing on the Pacifica calendar, like a KPFT governance committee or anything like that?
No.
Nothing.
I'm looking at it. There isn't anything on June 1st.
Oh, I hope it's not. I hope they posted it. Okay. I don't want to do both at the same time.
Okay. Well, it sounds like June 1st is okay with everybody.
Good. Wow.
So is that all right?
Yes.
No objections?
Yeah, we better send a message to everybody because they may not look at the calendar. And.
Okay. I'll do that. All right. I don't mind doing that. I know this is a problem. Sometimes people just post on the calendar notes and not notices, but I do that. Okay, I will send it to the PAC Elect Yahoo group and also to everybody individually because I'm still not sure who's getting in which ways. I do hope everybody will read all the material we got today. I know there was a lot of material, and email your comments to each other, to the whole list. And did we want to meet as, anybody want to meet as a working group before then? Somebody proposed that?
I would.
Not everybody has to do that, but.
Why doesn't the working group continue to work?
Yeah.
A lot of details.
It's okay with me if we want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm game. Maybe, is Michael still on the air?
I don't know. Would the 27th work for that? I know not everybody has to do it. That was a problem for a few people, but
it's good for me. This is Grace.
Okay, Grace, 27th.
Tell me who's interested in being in doing it, and then we'll just get together with those people and let everybody know once we decide.
Nancy Sullivan would be, but I can't do the 27th.
Oh, that's right.
Would during the day work better than evening?
No, I'm going to – actually, that's the Memorial Day weekend, and I'm actually taking that day off to go visit my daughter.
Okay.
Okay, that's important.
Okay. Well, anybody else who's interested in participating in the working group have another day?
Is 26 available? No?
I'm not part of the working group, so I'm going to drop off the call now.
Okay, thank you.
See you on the 1st.
May 26th? It's a week from tomorrow?
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I can't do that.
Was that a problem for anybody who wants to be on the working group?
26 is the audit committee.
Well, not everybody has to be on the working group, so I'm saying if you...
Well,
is it anybody who's on the audit?
Grace would like to be on the working group, and she's on the audit
committee. Yeah, I've been on the working group.
Okay.
So the 26th, that's...
the audit committee's meeting then.
The audit committee is meeting?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, that's no good then. Unless we meet earlier in the day. I'm fine with meeting earlier in the day. Or a lot of days are opened in earlier in the day.
I have a question. Nancy from
KCP. Yes, Nancy?
Can we do it on a, what was I going to ask, on a Tuesday? Isn't that open? Does it have to be, a working group has to be within 10 days of the day? Is that a firm rule?
Well, we're not going to be streaming it anyway. Working group meetings are usually not streamed, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I could, this is Jan. I could meet on the May 6th.
What did you say?
On May which?
What did you say?
I could meet
day?
May 26th earlier in the day.
Okay.
How about the 24th, Tuesday? That was open, and then... people who will be able.
We have a primary runoff in Texas, and I'm probably going to be working that day.
But
I'm not sure yet.
Well, if it starts at 7, it's okay? You're finished?
Oh, he's going to be exhausted.
Just because the polls close in doesn't mean the other people are finished. But then. Well, it sounded like the afternoon or sometime during the day of the 26th was, there were no conflicts with people that wanted to do it. Is that correct?
Bill, I have another suggestion. Why don't we just do this on the whole email, on the whole, that includes everybody? I mean, we could go back and forth and people could add. I mean, unless that's not good.
I don't mind doing that. Not very many people responded before, though, but.
It's hard.
It'd be nice just to get it settled. Well, is anybody, the question was, is anybody who wants to be on the working group have a problem with during the day on the 26th? I haven't heard any objections yet.
I do. I'm sorry, Nancy Sorden does. I have a programming committee at WPSW. And then
during the day?
During the day I work.
Okay. Do you want to propose a date, Nancy Sorden?
I don't know, the 24th was a problem for some... Oh, that's a problem for you because of the election.
Well, if the rest of you want to meet then, that's okay. I don't have to be
that's
there.
Primary. No, you're working, so you don't want to do it then.
Well, I don't want to hold up the work of the working group. If that works for everybody else, you can do it. But I don't mind meeting on Memorial Day weekend either for, you know, just a couple of hours.
I just would like to be part of the working group for one reason, and that is to discuss, well, I mean, I would like input on the other things, but mainly on online elections.
Okay.
I'm part of an election integrity group, and I have information on online elections. And if you're going to discuss that, I'd love to be there. How
about doing it for, just having a one-hour meeting on Friday the 27th?
Friday the 26th? Yeah. Is there some hour?
The 27th.
Oh, 27th.
Because the 26th, people, there's an audit committee meeting, so.
How about the
8th? We could meet, could we meet, an hour before, in other words, the audit committee meets at 5:30. Could we meet at, 4:15 to 5:15?
On Thursday.
On Thursday.
Thursday the 26th. I can skip programming.
Meeting.
Why don't we do that?
I can skip the WPFW programming. What time would that be for Eastern Standard Time?
So 4:15, 5:15, 7:15? No, 4:15.
Well, the audit committee is scheduled for 8:30 Eastern.
Uh-huh.
So an hour and a half before that, maybe?
So I'm thinking it's 8:30 Eastern, so 7:15 Eastern.
7:15.
About 7.
Okay. Or 7.
About 7.
7 Eastern.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. 7 Eastern. And what's that? 4?
Okay.
So
this
you
is
all?
Thursday the 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Yes, for the working group meeting. Okay. I'll send a note out to the whole committee and then whoever wants to join us.
Time.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks, everyone, for your patience. And
okay.
You have plenty of reading material.
Yes. Thank you for
Bill.
All the work.
There you go.
Thank you for your patience, Bill.
Okay. And are we done?
Good night.
Yeah, we're 22 minutes over time. Oh, we don't need a motion to adjourn because we're done. Okay. Good night.
Thanks. We're adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.